This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, friends, here we are again on Friday, the best part of the week. At least for me it is. Saturdays are okay too, but folks, did you hear about what happened in Ferguson? Well, the media is pulling out now because they found out that Brown was assailing the police officer. Just thought I'd share that with you. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, my confused little pretty Stephanie Joy.
I don't like when people ask me questions that I don't know the answers to. It makes me very flustered and
that's
frustrated.
That's why, especially when you're a talk show host, you have to kind of know a little of everything. I had a guy tell me one time.
Different.
No, I understand that. But in saying that, just to answer what you had just said, I remember a guy one time said to me, he goes, Bradley, what do you think? You know everything? It's like, I mean, like derogatory, like, right? Like smacking me, backhanding me. And I just said to him, bro, I'm just trying to know a little bit of everything. There's a lot of things that I know a lot about, and if I don't understand what I'm talking about, for the most part, I'll do my best and shut my pie hole.
That's right.
That would be a good idea. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I was just actually on Dove TV this morning. It's a branch of James Dobson's ministry out on the West Coast, and boy, oh boy, did he promote the website. He really liked it. If you've not seen it yet, please do check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. It is a resource to bring about the answers, to educate, to bring forth the answers concerning the issues of the day. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, you can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. And if you're on Facebook, Bradley Dean, two different websites, one fan page, one personal page, and or go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Again, we are turning talk radio into do radio. You'd like to... Well, you already know all that information, so I need not go over it again. Folks, what we're going to be talking about today is why I insist on shaking sleeping Americans awake. You're going to love this because it's a correlation. It's a blend of stuff that we've talked about over the last, oh, I bet 10 years. It is great stuff, and it's right out of the devil's mouth, Vladimir Lenin, so on and so forth. And just to show you how, well, I'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Stephanie?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, we want the mind of Christ. We always make sure that we have the heart of God and that we're led by the Spirit. Now, I want to give you some little words of wisdom from Mr. Charles Spurgeon. He was the prince of preachers, and if you've ever read a commentary or a sermon by Mr. Spurgeon, you will know why.
He was connected.
Very much so. Oh, yep. My goodness. That boy definitely had it going on. And what he had to say was this. He said, there are times when solitude is better than society, and silence is wiser than speech. We should be better Christians if we were more alone, waiting upon God and gathering through meditation on his word, spiritual strength for labor in his service. We ought to muse, and the word muse means to think, upon the things of God because we thus get the real nutrient out of them. Why is it that some Christians, although they hear many sermons, make but slow advances in the divine life? Because they neglect their closets and do not thoughtfully meditate on God's word. They that love wheat, but they do not grind it, they would have the corn, but they would not go forth into the fields to gather it. The fruit hangs upon the tree, but they will not pluck it. The water flows at their feet, but they will not stoop to drink it. From such folly deliver us, O Lord. And it just goes to show you that not only can you hear sermons and you can you kind of, you know, hear what people say to you, it's not enough just to hear it, it's enough to think upon things and to muse upon things. In fact, this is true in the natural. When you eat food, if you eat really fast and you shove it down your throat, you're not gathering the nutrients out of the food that you need. But a lot of times people will tell you, chew your food slowly, because when you chew it slowly, you're gathering all the nutrients out of it that you need.
Yeah.
So when you're reading the Bible, don't be like a freight train going through it just to get through it. It would be better for you to read a lesser amount of scripture and really muse upon it and have it change your heart and touch you, rather than, oh, you know, I read 10 chapters today, I read 5. It's like,
well, it's
what
not
did you learn?
It's not even really a touch, it's an impartation, the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. Another analogy is a preacher went to a woman's house one day and said, to the lady, he asked her the question, so what did you get out of the sermon today? And she went in the backyard and she said, this is what I got out of the sermon today. And what she was doing is taking her clothes and putting her clothes through that press that would get all the dirt out of her clothes.
Squeeze out all the water,
yeah,
and
they put clean water in it. And she understood what he was preaching, because the word says that sanctify us by thy word, Lord, your word is truth. And that's exactly what she was doing. She was applying the word through thought,
yep,
process.
And that's
delay,
exactly
thought, think, ponder, mutter.
And that's exactly the point. The point is, your preacher can preach all these sermons to you, but the bottom line is you need to get in the word for yourself and muse upon that word, think upon that, yep, word. And that woman, she might have, you know, the preacher might have said 10,000 words in his sermon, but she captured the heart of what he was, yeah, trying to say, and she actually learned
from it. Well, I can counter that with a foolish, well,
I know the story.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, there was a little girl, and she was watching her pastor preach, and she was locked in. She was glued. She just was, just the pastor was kind of impressed that this little girl was sitting so still and intently, and she was just locked into everything he was saying. I mean, my, what must she have been taking in from his sermon? So after the sermon, he went up to the little girl and he said, wow, it looks like you were really involved in what I was saying. You were intently listening. Oh, can you tell me a little bit about what you learned? And she took a look at the past and she said, did you know you said the word the 286 times?
Gosh.
It's like, okay, you missed the point here, little girl. So he was thinking that she was paying such close attention, and she's thinking about the word the. But the important thing is don't read the Bible just to read it to get it over with, to say you did your, you know, certain amount of
digest
time every day.
Digest it is what you're saying.
Digest,
yeah,
it.
I get
it.
And here's the process, is you get to the point where you believe, and to those that believe is given unto them the power of God to become sons and daughters of God. To he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. You can hear all day, but until the Holy Ghost gets involved with the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost through regeneration and the renewing, you're not going to know anything different. As a matter of fact, read the parable of the sowers in Mark 4. And Jesus even said to his disciples, he said to his apostles that he was training up, he said to them, he goes, if you don't understand this parable, how will you understand all parables? So in other words, it was an issue of the heart, and it was an issue of hearing as to what fell into the heart. So the heart must be set right. Read again Mark 4. Now, folks, real quick, before we get over to this radio show, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, I just want to remind you that we recognize no sovereign but God and no king but Jesus. John Adams and John Hancock. Remember John Hancock, the guy that wrote his name in big letters? And why did he write him in big letters, Stephanie?
Because he wanted King George to be able to read his name without using his spectacles.
That's a fact. We recognize no sovereign but God and no king but Jesus. Again, John Adams and John Hancock, founding fathers, April 18th, 1700 and 1775, in the year of our Lord, said Thomas Jefferson. I like that. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back on the other side of this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, here we go. Vladimir Lenin, the communist revolutionary, who didn't realize he was getting himself into. Boy, it's interesting. All this information came out of this little commie, didn't it? Speaking of Vladimir Lenin, and little did he know he was setting up an individual that was out of control by the name of Joseph Stalin. Matter of fact, that towards the end of his life, he became afraid of Joseph Stalin, but it was Joseph Stalin that he made way to actually rule as the tyrant and mass murderer that he was. But he didn't know that he was bargaining for that until after the fact. And that's exactly how the enemy of your soul works. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. And I want to just tell you this, if you want to play with fire, friends, lawlessness, you want to tear down the laws that God has given to preserve life and liberty, you can rest assured you're setting yourself up for the fall. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And boy, did Vladimir Lenin do that. He said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. What a devil. What a devil. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Now, we found again, taking it over to what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri, that the provocateurs have been sent in to stir up domestic insurrection. They have. Okay? There have been numerous reports that there are infiltrators in the middle of many of the protests, and we have seen the police stand down against actual lawbreakers while at the same time throwing flash bang grenades, firing tear gas and rubber bullets at peaceful protesters, but standing down concerning those that are looting stores and committing crimes, friends. Huh. Does that sound like a lawful police force? One individual came forth on a video, and he said what they doing is bringing these National Guards in today. This is what he said. By next week, we will still have St. Louis locked down. I'm still trying to tell y'all that these protesters that they plant in these neighborhoods, they're going to plant them in Chesterfield. They're going to plant them in Clayton. They're going to plant them in Florissant. They're going to plant them in Hazelwood. They're going to have people standing outside that's paid. In other words, he's saying that these provocateurs are paid, friends. Yep, nothing new under the sun, friends. He goes on. They're going to walk up to bums, paying them hundreds of dollars to stand up and hold a sign to say, free my people or no fighting or no shooting. But that blank is propaganda, he said. It's an agenda. They putting you all in the hood, and in 3 days it's going to be a big blank group of people around here. And the next thing you know, there's going to be some troops at the end of that light and some troops at the end of that light. They trying to do this so they can get in these cribs. They even know, and notice the community that they are targeting, friends. The cities that they are community. Notice the cities that they are targeting, my friends. Are these the upper class? Are these the middle class? Absolutely not, because they know that if they did that, it would have been shut down ASAP. They always target what? Let's go back to the LA riots. Was that a middle class or upper class? A city in which they, as a matter of fact, they even go back into the 65 in California concerning the riots that took place there. Why is it that they always go to the lower class or the welfare communities to commit these crimes? Because they know that they're immoral. And, well, let me say it this way, because I'm not saying this in a condescending way in any sense of the word. But they know that they're a lowly people. They know that they're an immoral people. They know that their welfare dependent upon the government, and the government's right there to create the dependence, right? But they go to the lower class. Why? I'm not saying that the upper class is any better than the lower class. I'm just talking about the communities at large. Because they're easier to overthrow. I mean, have you ever gone into... I'm from North Minneapolis. That would be the hood. And interestingly enough, you should see the stuff that goes on in the streets. Prostitution. Murder, drugs like crazy. I mean, you have blacks, Hispanics, whites, Hmong. It doesn't matter. But we were in a community together, as this young man is saying, that we were in a hood. And you should have seen the billboards. And it's also interesting, Planned Parenthood loves to lay for those communities as well, because we know Planned Parenthood, by the way, is aimed at the Hispanic populace and the black populace. See, they couldn't put up them billboards in the middle class or upper middle class because they wouldn't tolerate it. So they go to those that cannot defend themselves. They make the poor the prey, as Scripture tells us. That's why they go to these communities over and over and over and over again. Okay? But it's interesting that this individual in a community such as it is can even recognize what the government is attempting to do. He said this blank is propaganda. He said it's an agenda. He said they're bringing troops at the end of that light and some troops at the end of that light. He said they're trying to do this so they can get in these cribs. They're trying to get into our homes. They're trying to overthrow us, is what he's saying. And again, keep in mind, the police are there as provocateurs in many cases, actually assailing the peaceful protesters, whereas the lawbreakers are completely overlooked by the police. Now, friends, I wrote a column called Mass Shootings, Who Started the Fires, in which I mentioned a conservative by name only, of course, that said, this is what he wrote about me. Listen, I'm bringing this all together. You just got to stay with me line upon line, precept upon precept. It'll all come together. I wrote a column called Mass Shootings, okay? Who started the fires is what I asked, in which I mentioned a conservative by name only, of course, that said, this is what he wrote about me. He said, idiots like Bradley Dean are the reason the GOP, he made it a political party issue. Again, he made it a political party issue. He said, the reason the GOP is going to be losing election after election is because of me, Bradley Dean. His paranoid rantings become tomorrow's talking points on Fox News, and then low information haters take to the internet to repeat what they read. He went on to say, the further right these traitors turn, the less relevant they become. See, the problem with this fool is the fact that we wouldn't have a left if this conservative, this self-proclaimed conservative, was doing the right thing all the time. We wouldn't have to worry about crime, would we, if he was doing his job. But no, he's calling me an idiot for actually exposing those that are using idiots such as himself to bring forth America to its own demise. I said, and I ask, Let me ask you, friends, what is it that needs to happen in America before Americans figure out who is responsible for the crimes committed against we the people? Going back again to the 60s. Even going back to the 60s, friends, during the civil rights marches, we know that it was J. Edgar Hoover, the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, who was responsible for sending provocateurs into the marches to disrupt Martin Luther King Jr., and his efforts to bring forth lawful change. He wasn't bringing forth chaos. No, the FBI, namely J. Edgar Hoover, the director of the FBI, was bringing forth a smear campaign and sending forth provocateurs to actually disrupt Martin Luther King Jr.'s efforts. And by the way, friends, we also know that J. Edgar Hoover was responsible for the media smear campaigns against Dr. King and his movement. When it was happening, no one believed it except those who were enduring the criminal harassment of the FBI. Ask anybody that was in that movement who was harassing them. They will tell you it was the Federal Bureau of Investigation who labeled Martin Luther King Jr. as a communist. J. Edgar Hoover did. You see what they do? They perpetuate the crimes as they label you as the one committing the crime. That's why all patriots, Christians, and Americans are labeled by this criminal administration as terrorists, by the way, friends. Nothing new under the sun. Same thing they did to our forefathers back during the Revolutionary War. That's what King George the Tyrant called our forefathers. Terrorists. Now, we know through history, for example, that terrorism always works for government. Have you ever noticed when a national crisis takes place that the government asks you, America, to give up your rights? Why? Well, let's ask a former dictator. Condoleezza Rice, under George W. Bush's tutelage, under his regime, might I say, said of Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror. The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. So who is behind the act of terror? Joseph Stalin was. It's the same methodology that Adolf Hitler used. I'll get to that in just a couple minutes. Folks, history is correct in what it teaches if we're willing to learn from it. For example, when we look at the history of tyrants with their methodologies and their systematic teardowns of governments, you know, out with the old and in with the new, people seem to believe that it could happen back then, but not in the present. Hey, friends, I got a question for you. How foolish can a people be? History repeats itself because people don't learn from the past. Jeremiah 6:16. So what about today? My goodness, friends, we have to wake up as to what's going on here. This little charade between Obama and what's going on overseas. Who's actually creating the chaos? Uh-oh. Yep, I'm going to tell you. You ready for that?
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, really quick, it's interesting that when I was doing that interview this morning, we're talking about, you know, why I do what I do and why I continue to tell America to wake up. Because, again, we still have the freedom to do the right thing, and we still have the freedom to right the wrongs in every sense of the word. But in saying that, I was asked this morning on Dove TV during the interview, he said, Bradley, you know, what do you make of all of this fear that's being pushed on the American people? Well, you have to keep in mind, friends, when you go back to Congressman Jim McDermott right after September 11th, you know, concerning the color gauge that they use at the airports, it's used to put fear in the people to subject themselves to tyranny. That's what it's about. And I said to him, he goes, but this is what he asked me. He goes, what do you think of all these beheadings going on? I said, the reason the state-run media is actually magnifying fear is it's nothing new under the sun. Just like Jim McDermott said, you can get people to do anything with the use of fear. I said, in this country, we don't take counsel from our fears, and our enemies are going to know that from those that really believe who we are as a free people, namely Christians, patriots, and conservatives. We don't take counsel from our fears. We're not moved by fear. Hey, folks, evil is powerless when the good are unafraid. And I don't know if it's just you or not, but again, going back to Scripture, I always like the correlation. We haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind. Because perfect love casts out all fear. We're born of the Spirit of God. And though the flesh may tremble at times, we still have the victory because we're made more than conquerors through him who loved us. And keep in mind, the one that I'm speaking forth endured the cross, but also keep in mind the second part of that, spoiling principalities and powers. So, folks, all this fear, all this anti-American spirit going on through the state-run media, it is purposed to get you to submit to their next whim. They want to create such a world that you run to the government for more protection. But we can already see, friends, that that's just not what's happening today, because we see our, well, the President of the United States, I want to be careful when I say that, the President of the United States of America, you have to keep in mind, friends, that he's the one entertaining your sworn enemies. And while the charade goes on between Obama and what's going on over in the Middle East, you might want to see who's funding that. I'm not saying any names, CIA, the American government, illegally reallocating finances to create war. Folks, this is the bankers. This is those that feel that they're elitist. These are the people that feel that they're above the rest of us. And they've said it themselves 100 times over. But I wanted to share that with you. Why all the beheadings? Why is the press pushing these beheadings? Because they want you to submit to every whim. They want you to become dependent upon government for protection. Now keep in mind that government that you want protection from is the very administration, namely this one, not good government, corrupt government, this corrupt administration trying to disarm you by even going so far as to create crimes to blame you, the American people, and going over to Mexico blaming you for the crimes that he, this administration, president, and the DOJ, Eric Holder, actually contrived through Fast and Furious. I can go, folks, that's just one of many. Hundreds of violations towards the Constitution of the United States. Why would you go to the one that's entertaining your sworn enemies for help and protection? See, and it's another way to show us that America is under judgment. It is reigning judgment in America. Because if we're not going to trust God, then what we're going to do, the Bible says, cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. That rug has been pulled way too many times in my life to submit myself to man. Paul said he subjected himself to no man's power. Jesus himself in John 2, at the end of John 2, right before the chapter 3 break, he said he would submit himself to no man because he knew it was in man. No matter how innocent it may look. So I just think it's important for people not to be moved by fear. And again, I want you to understand something. This country is not birthed in the smoke. So therefore, we're not going to settle for the smoke. We've been birthed in the fire. Okay? And if our enemies want to play that game, the barbarisms, the crimes, the inhumanity, folks, that is all purposed to get you to cower in the face of the created political battering ram, which at the end of the day, they'll be, if this continuously goes forward and the American people stand down in the face of it, sooner or later it will be here. And of course, you got an administration right now completely bringing forth the illegals. They're not standing. Folks, I mean, that is how confused people are today. Wait a second. The President of the United States says we have an enemy overseas. He entertains them in the White House. The TSA and the Defense Department, DHS, actually get buses to bring illegal immigrants into America, and we don't know who they are. Then we're told when they go through the airport, they don't have to produce any identification to the TSA. But every American in the United States, every American here, is accused of being a terrorist, or you're put into question as being a terrorist. So I got a question for you, friends. Who's the enemy? Who's the one contriving the chaos? And this is why we're talking about the Stalins. This is why we're talking about the Lenins. This is why we're talking about the history of dictatorships, the Mao Zedongs, the Pol Pots. This is why we're talking about the Mussolinis. Folks, their ideologies and their systematic way of tearing down governments, it's all the same. And it all comes back to this. Let's get right before a just and a holy God and repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That is the message of the gospel. But that's too simple for the American people to figure out. What they'd rather do is sit on the internet, and they'd rather sit there and magnify the crimes of their enemies that they're so afraid of and try to figure out which party's going to fix the problem, not knowing that both parties are the problem. And I'll tell you why they're the problem is because the church is the problem. And I want to tell you why the church is the problem, because you have corrupt men that know nothing about the Spirit of Christ. And the American people sit back and then they complain about what's going on in the pulpit, as if to say that for some reason they're not going to be held accountable for what's going wrong in their country, when God has opened their eyes to right the wrong in the first place by bestowing His mercy and giving them grace and power to right the wrongs. Everybody's wrong. The only one that's right here is God's government and God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. And they're the ones that the American people continuously backhand, because they don't want to believe it's that simple when in fact it is. Condoleezza Rice said of Joseph Stalin, "The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted." Isn't it interesting how the media, even this beheading of this reporter just recently, isn't it interesting how they are giving everybody in America the signal that you need to watch that video? Where's the outrage of the American people? Where's the outrage of this administration to those that would behead a reporter from the United States of America? No, now they're declaring war. But wait a second. Who's the enemy, America? Who's the enemy? You have to fill in the blank. And what's happening in this country is God is repaying the American people to their face for what they leave undone. You know, it's interesting, America. It really is, and I say this out of love, but I say it in truth. Isn't it interesting that babies are beheaded in the womb 4,000 times a day in America, and everybody's appalled because they see a reporter getting his head cut off over there in the Middle East? Happens in America every day. It's as if the Lord's saying, okay, if you don't want to take care of my babies, then I'm going to let you see what's going to happen to you sooner or later. And it's true. America, you don't even protect your own babies in the womb, and you expect heaven to show itself strong on the behalf of a disobedient people? And who is the disobedient? Those that stand down and do nothing in the face of this. And I praise God that I am a companion of those that fear the Lord, that are arm in arm and hand in hand with those that are getting the job done, getting the abortion clinic shut down. And you know who's a part of it, friends? The younger generation. Saying, you're not going to kill off our generation. What is wrong with America? That you have stood back, you've gone to sleep last night, and you thought nothing of that little innocent human being, which was fearfully created in the womb, to be slaughtered by an administration that voted over 241 times to make sure the baby would be killed. Who's the enemy, America? I ask. Who is the enemy? I believe in many cases we're our own worst enemies. We sit there and complain about what we tolerate. Every time I see a little picture of a baby being slaughtered, and I look overseas and I see the little boys that are being slaughtered by this ISIL, which is created. Oh, they're on the march, aren't they? Just like Adolf Hitler's regime back in the 30s, right? Boy, look at the comparison, friends. And isn't it interesting, friends, when you look at what's going on today, it's almost identical. Identical. Now we got more technology. We can show people what we're doing when we're slaughtering little kids and little babies and raping wives. And it's the religion of peace. And you're supposed to just stand down and just let them do whatever they want to do. Well, the President of the United States high fives them in the White House. And then America's foolish enough to send reporters back in to the press room in Washington, D.C. and ask the administration for more answers as to what's going on. How stupid can a people become, I ask? How foolish can America and the American people become? Stupidity upon stupidity, America. A country like this, don't tell me it doesn't have coming what it's got coming. If it stands down and it tolerates, look at how far it's gone, friends. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at RestoringOurPromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to take this phone call in just a second here. But folks, I'm about a third of the way through of what we're dealing with out there. Let me just bring forth a summation real quick. I remember some time back, I was on Facebook, and I don't know what it was. I think I posted the article, Who's Starting the Fires? And I'll give you the analogy probably on tomorrow's show for the sake of time. But interestingly enough, a guy said to me, he goes, you know, back in the 50s, everything you're talking about right now used to be all conspiracy theory, but he said, now I see it's the world I live in. And see, what we have is we have conservatives out there, friends, that are calling people that are willing to tell you what's going on, the inner workings, in this case, prophetically as to what's going on. I'm not reading articles, friends, and then coming back to you and saying, hey, look what's going on. No, I told you before, friends, and it's coming to pass today. I told you sometime back, and I said it several times. You just mark my words. They're trying to get a surrender from the American people by using fear. And I'll say it again. They're trying to get the American people to submit. Now they're threatening to bomb one of our cities. Well, how would they get into America? Well, the administration isn't enforcing the borders anymore, is it? No. And again, let me go back to the point, friends. Who's entertaining your enemies? My goodness, friends. It doesn't take a genius to figure out what's going on here. And how do I know that? Again, by going back and studying history. This is what they do. This is how they do it. They're going to try to bring America to its knees And isn't it also interesting? I've been talking about Russia and China for the last 10 years. I know you hear very little bit about, you know, very little about them. But friends, pay attention to Russia and China, because there you have real enemies. This Muslim Brotherhood, it's a political battering ram. This ISIS is a political battering ram. It's used to tear down countries, friends. And who gets the power? It's an exchange of regimes, is it not? It's an exchange of power. This is what drug dealers do, friends. When one comes in and says, you know what, I want to run that portion too. Well, what they do is they go set the other guy up and they take him down and they make him out to be the criminal. Well, in this particular case, they would be. And then one more powerful comes about and tramples him, conquers him. That's exactly what's going on. But ISIS and what these people are using and the state-run media are attempting to do is they are using fear. Just mark my words within. They are creating the chaos. And it's not good chaos. It's not righteous chaos. Now, in a righteous sense, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. But troubling the present is troubling it for the right reasons, not the wrong reasons. What the President of the United States is doing by trying to disarm the American people is very telling. What this President is doing with the borders is very telling. What the Attorney General is doing right now in Ferguson is very telling. With Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, very telling. Divide and conquer, this is nothing new. America, it's time to repent. It's time to get back to heaven. It's time to get back to the Father's plan. There is no other way. And folks, yes, it is that simple. And it really is that simple. Draw the circle, put your feet upon the Bible, stand up, say, Lord, revive everything inside of the circle. And the Lord says, well, it's time for you to repent before I revive. Because he doesn't revive that which is not dead to itself. And therein lies your power, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We got Tom calling from Maryland. You got Bradley. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. And you're on fire today, aren't you?
Well, I'm just jacked because when I start thinking about what's going on, I can see it every step of the way as to what's going on. It's all aimed at the American people. And when you look at the American people tolerate the crimes day after day after day, you gotta stand back, and I say this and I speak as a man, Tom, you gotta agree with God. You're dealing with the people that are going the wrong direction on purpose. They're not going back to their knees. They're standing up. They're spitting towards God, and they're saying, well, let's do this now, and let's do this our way. Well, let's give these guys their rights, and let's give... You're doing everything God commanded you not to do, and you think everything's going to be okay? Try to do that on thin ice. When you see the sign that says, beware thin ice, and go walk out on the thin ice and see what happens. When you fall through, don't stand back and blame God for what he already warned you not to do.
And it is a shame, because, you know, when you're confronted with the truth and it's laid out for you, right in the book and spoken by people like you, you got to work really hard to stray away from what naturally comes much easier.
You're right.
You're absolutely right when you said that we are our own worst enemy. You took the words right out of my head when you said that. We absolutely are. We've been given the truth. We've been given a good side to throw in with, and it's time to pick sides, people. I do believe that. I don't think we're currently under judgment. I think we're experiencing what naturally comes when you don't follow the natural, truthful, proper, godly ways that we're supposed to follow. We're just, you know, reaping what we've sown. If we run under judgment, at least it'd be over with soon. But I do think that there is a bit of a bright side here. I think it lies in this. At this point, and for anyone who's a little shaky in their faith, and I've been there before, and from time to time I am now, but recently, in recent years, it's become very clear, and I've become much stronger in my faith because it's so obvious which side you need to throw down with.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you look at the situation and you say, you know what, I'm still a little shaky on things, at least get in with the good guys and start reading the book. And you're right, it will speak to you. And at least you're going to be on the right side. Read the good news. Read Christ's words. Read Ephesians 6. Put that armor on. And and get in with the right team.
Amen.
It's so clear now, you know, how anyone could look at the Ten Commandments and say, you know what, I don't want to benefit from those Ten Commandments. What good are they going to do me? You know, you're right. We've become so low in our thinking and our stupidity. It's almost as if, and I do believe, and a lot of us are under a spell.
Yeah.
They say look this way like a magician does. We look that way.
That's
you know,
right.
We follow that evil hand, and we don't pay attention far too often to things that we should be paying attention to.
Well, no, you're exactly right. And it's sleight of hand, and you see all the stuff going on in the country. And, you know, what's interesting, Tom, is when you talk to foreigners, they will tell you that the news that we are getting in this country is complete propaganda. It's not true. And in many cases, the way the news comes to us is exactly opposite in the fashion in which it took place. So, in other words, we hear one thing as to what happened over there in the Middle East. It happened exactly the opposite. But, again, the American people have tolerated this administration. He says one thing and he does the opposite. So instead of judging him by his fruit, they judge him by what he says. What they don't realize is they're the ones being judged because they're tolerating what he says rather than what he does. And that's what bothers me. By the way, light reproves darkness. So I have hope, my friend, and I have hope that people are going to listen to this message across the land, and they're going to find, hey, listen, you don't have to agree with everything that I say, but I'm also telling you, I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm telling you what the Word says, and the Word says what it says. And I'm not going to move away from that. I'm not going to deviate it. I'm not going to try to gut the Word. I'm not going to take the pith and the marrow out, give you half-truths. I'm sick and tired of it. I want to get under the covering of what it's like to be a Christian nation. I want to understand every sense of the Word before I die that I really knew God while on this earth as it is in heaven. I don't want to know the power of God when I'm dead. I don't want to know the power of resurrection when I'm dead. I want to know him now. And I'm promised that I'm a partaker of the benefit. So I appreciate your phone call, Tom, from Maryland. Again, I always love when you call in. I got about 2 minutes, and I got to give it over to Stephanie really quick.
Thank you, Tom. Well, you know, obviously you're hearing on the radio show that we are passionate about what we're talking about because we know that it's real. There's a real battle going on there. But you know what? The harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. And we believe that we have the victory in Jesus' name. No matter what you may see constantly through the news media and so on, we have hope because our hope is in Christ. And for those of you that say, listen, I want to join in this army for Christ. Get me on the march. Get me on the move. What can I do to be a part of what you guys are doing? Well, firstly, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com for all of our new listeners out there, that's our website where you can make a financial donation. At the very top, there is a button in the stars and stripes that says donate to make a secure donation online, or if you'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty. And what that means is every month as a son or daughter of Liberty, you give financially what you can. And you receive a certificate. You get 25% off the product of the week every week. There's lots of cool things involved with that. But most importantly, you know that you're giving your money towards something that makes a difference. I know that for us, it's important to know who we're giving to and where it's going towards to make sure that it's doing the most that it can do and stretching as far as it can stretch. You know, there's obviously lots of good causes out there, but you don't want to give to just the good cause because it's, you know, it's just what I do every week. You want to give to where the Lord's leading you, where it's the best cause that's going to stretch out and reach and seek and save that which is lost. So for those of you who'd like to do that, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or check out our brand new media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertymedia.com. Or call us at 1-866-233-0747. We'd love to talk to you. Thanks again for all of your support.
Well, folks, we recognize no sovereign but God and no king but King Jesus. And friends, we appreciate you. We love you by what we do. And Tom from Maryland, we again appreciate your phone call, Talking 23. See ya.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body. body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.